Honorable President, distinguished colleagues and ladies and gentlemen, with the spread of Ebola virus and the devastating earthquake in Nepal in April, we have seen a series of natural disasters and global epidemics that has taught us one clear lesson. The world must act together, and we must be prepared to act now. Under the leadership of the WHO, we have engaged in numerous discussions on a wide range of global health issues, including universal health coverage, non-communicable disease control, and climate changes in health. All these efforts have been made to ensure our right to health, a prerequisite for a happy life. Today, I would like to focus on our task to build a resilient and responsible health system at the community and national levels, as well as the international level. First, let me start with community and national level tasks. Our priority should be to assist countries to establish a strong foundation for our healthcare system that can respond rapidly and minimize the devastation in case of health emergencies. We must help communities and nations build capacity to recover on their own through the development of healthcare professional and infrastructure, as well as the improvement of medical service delivery system and access. The Republic of Korea rose from the ashes of war six decades ago, transforming itself from an ODA recipient to a donor. Based on this experience, the Republic of Korea has been conducting various projects to enhance the public health capacity of our partner countries through bilateral cooperation or in collaboration with the international organizations such as WHO and the World Bank. This project includes medical personnel training and education and maternal and child health system development. We stand fully ready to share our experience more with the world. Second, we need to be prepared at international levels. The international community must establish a strong health system with WHO and its regional offices at its center to prevent, detect, and respond in case of global health emergency. Through the Ebola crisis and our response, I have realized how weak our emergency preparedness system is, considering the sheer size and seriousness of health emergencies that we face these days. Director General Margaret Chan demonstrated WHO's reform plans and strong will to better respond to health emergencies, reflecting the lessons learned from dealing with the Ebola outbreak. The Republic of Korea fully supports WHO's effort and firmly believes that the outcome of these efforts will be produced in a transparent and predictable manner through agreement by member states. In September this year, the Republic of Korea will be hosting the Global Health Security Agenda ministerial meeting. Now we all understand that health security cannot be achieved by the effort of one nation or one government agency alone. The international community must work together to tackle health security threats, such as emerging infectious diseases and antimicrobial drug resistance. The Seoul Global Health Security Agenda meeting will gather ministers of health and security from around the world, as well as non-state actors from international organizations, in order to discuss specific action plans for a joint response to public health emergency. I hope that the Republic of Korea will contribute to establishing a strong international health security system through this meaningful event. Thank you very much.